I greet all very warmly in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, all you who have come from near and far, and also those who are joining us online right now via the internet. And I wish you all God's richest blessing. We have heard already precious songs by the choir. Truly, mercy was bestowed upon us. It's something tremendous. The plan of redemption with mankind, His plan of love with us. And I think we have come here again with a deep longing in our hearts to receive what God prepared for us. Now we want to sing two songs together. As first one, number 18, I need thee, I need thee, every hour. Number 18. We sing number 28, number 28, and then Brother Alfred Borg will pray with us. He reads the word of introduction. Number 28. Thank you. Thank you.
Lob und Dank.
Praise and thanks
sei dem Namen des Herrn.
Be to the name of the Lord.
Das, was wir gerade gesungen
that
haben,
what we just sang now
wird sich bald
will be
erfüllt.
Soon fulfilled.
Sind wir nicht dankbar heute?
Are we not grateful to be here tonight?
Ich meine, es ist ein großes
I think it's a great privilege
uns hat.
Which the Lord has
heute
given us
hier,
to be gathered here under the sound of his word. Many brothers and sisters would like to be in our midst tonight. But it's not possible for them by sickness, by old age. Maybe they're in hospital. We want to remember them also tonight that the Lord will bless them together with us. Now, before we pray together, I would like that we stand up by reading the word. Before we pray, I would like to read from Titus, chapter 3. Perhaps from verse 3. Titus 3, from verse 4. But after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Almighty God, in Christ Jesus our Lord, we thank you that you have poured out your grace abundantly on us. Also tonight we are gathered here to hear what you have to say to us through thy word, because Lord in heaven, all things will pass away, but your word remains forever. We thank you that you are speaking to us. We thank you. Please bless us here, who we are present here. Bless, Ezra said, bless also those who cannot be here, but who would like to be here. My God, you alone are able to comfort everyone, to touch everyone, to give each one what his heart desires for the glory of thy name. We thank you. And we pray also together, bless all who are joining us online, who are listening, who are watching. Bless all languages and touch every heart so that your name might be glorified. Today it's still the day of grace. Today we are hearing your voice. Lord, touch our hearts. Go into the Holy of Holies. There is our anchor. Bless also the lips through which you will speak. We ask it in your precious name of Jesus. Amen. Let us sing a couple of choruses. I love him, I love him. We give all the glory to Jesus. Isn't he wonderful? Oh, it is Jesus. Only believe. Amen. You may be seated. Be welcome in the precious name of our Lord. And may the blessing of the Almighty God tonight and also tomorrow and all the time, may it be manifested. We believe, as the Scripture says, and the Scripture says, he who believes on me, as the Scripture says, of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And this he said of the Spirit, which should come upon all of us, and which should take dwelling in all of us. And as we heard it in the word of introduction from Titus chapter 3, that he would pour out his Spirit richly upon us, and has made us a living hope, having made us born again by the living hope, giving us new life by his grace. This we believe because God ordained it that way, And because we believe, therefore, it has become true in our lives. Today, as always, we have received many greetings, and I would like to say just now, in advance, that all, although they are just mentioned very briefly, that I read all emails and all greetings, although I read here just very shortly the names or the city or the country, I read every email. I read all the greetings. Firstly, we have here the greetings from Kigali. The brother knows exactly who is meant. Then brother Laurent, and he also knows who is meant. And brother Vici, also he knows. Then all the brothers from the Ivory Coast, they are sending greetings. Likewise, Brother Christian, he is sending greetings. And here we have Brother Menet is also sending greetings. Brother Ludwig is sending greetings. Once again, greetings from Brother Nienkele from Africa. Greetings from Goma. Greetings from Johannesburg. Special greetings from there. Then greetings from Brother Tranaka. Then greetings from New Zealand. Greetings from Brother Tony. Then greetings from Jenot, whoever that might be. Then greetings from Brother and Sister Holviti from Finland. Then greetings from Brooklyn, New York. Then greetings from Lima, Peru. Greetings from Cabinda, Angola. Greetings from Denver, USA. Greetings from Brother Pino. And then greetings from Brother Tire. Then greetings from Brother Baruti. And here special greetings from Brother Bruce with Joshua 1, verse 9, be strong and courageous. Then greetings from Atlanta, Georgia. Greetings once again from Burundi. Greetings from Brother, I didn't understand it. Greetings from Brother Tatov. Greetings from Bucharest. Greetings from Brother Ferry, also from Hungary. Once again, greetings from Congo. Then greetings from Brother Etienne Genton. And then greetings from Brother John from Bucharest. And then greetings from Brother Mbie. And these are special greetings from 12 different churches from the surroundings of 400 kilometers. All are coming together there to listen to the sermon tonight and tomorrow. And whoever knows the African circumstances, he knows what that means. And then Brother Jack from Abidjan, then brethren from Nigeria, brethren from Ghana, Brother Motika from Johannesburg, Brother Idoni, right now he's in Goma, in the DRC. Then Brother Graf is sending also greetings. He is well. Then Brother Ngonga, he has given a mighty report. I of course had an interview on TV in Zambia, and now the interview is broadcasted Saturday and Sunday. It's repeated on all the stations, and great things are happening. People are finding their way to the Lord and are blessed. Just wonderful that we may live in a time where also these possibilities, opportunities have been given to carry the word into all the world or to broadcast it. I carried it already in more than 150 countries, and hopefully you are sitting comfortable and well. On the 25th of January, I was phoning the Lufthansa airline, and I was asking them how many miles I traveled in the past 20 years. 5,921,000 miles. 5,921,000 miles alone in the past 20 years. Since that system with Lufthansa exists, miles and more, the miles are added on an account. I hardly could believe it. I always knew that I'm always traveling, but this was even a surprise to me. I was asking once again, please look it up. Is it really right what you said? Yes, it's right. 5,921,000 flight miles. Brothers and sisters, more than half of my life, all of my life was consecrated to the Lord to carry the last precious message to the people of God all over the earth. And when we then think about that Bible prophecies are being fulfilled in our days, when our Lord said, the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached unto all nations for a witness, how was it possible then to travel from city to city and to come from country to country? And today, all things are possible. And not only that we can travel, now we can truly reach the whole world. And yesterday, our brother Dieter gave us a report from the Iran, what God is doing there. And then, for the first time, I was connected to a brother in Turkey who invited me warmly to come as soon as possible. And he said, Brother Frank, we have translated your literature. We have translated the sermons of Brother Branham. The message is running through the country. When can you come? So, all peoples and tongues are reached. The fulfillment of the Holy Scriptures in our days. And so, we are just grateful that we may experience and witness this part of the plan of salvation. Really, very consciously, we can witness it. It's one thing to read in Mark chapter 1, in the first four verses, that the kingdom of God has took its course as written with the prophet Isaiah and as written in the prophet Malachi. This is one thing at the beginning. What is now with the end? Also us, God has given us the word of prophecy. It has become light at evening time. And the promises which God has given, we may see them in its fulfillment as the children of promise. On the other hand, we will not use much time now. On the other hand, we see what is happening in the world, In particular, that what the Pope said on the 31st of December, published on the 1st of January. Yes, one almost doesn't read it, doesn't dare to read it publicly.
But
who wants to take the fable of Adam and Eve seriously? And then he gives his comment, and that every religion is true, and so forth, and then he comes to the conclusion, as a father cannot reject his children, so God is all our Father, and no man on earth is excluded. So all are reconciled. This is a doctrine. Even the homosexuals are mentioned, and all are belonging to it. How grateful we can be that God lets us recognize that we are lost, that we need the salvation of the soul. Yes, it's really like this. If God does not reveal himself to us, then we are like all the others in darkness and are not recognizing what our Lord said in John 17, verse 3. But therein is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and whom you sent, namely Jesus Christ. And then comes to fulfillment also 1 John chapter 5. 10, 11, 12. He who has the Son of God has eternal life, and he who has not the Son has not life. So, we are proclaiming the true message. God was in Christ and reconciled the world with himself. But this reconciliation must be accepted and received so that it can become a reality by grace in us. I really had to think about it, that the whole world, in all the religions, from birth unto death, they are deceived, all the world. Only God is true, and every man is a liar. That's how it is written, and that's how it is. Also this we said many times, only he who received eternal life by the faith in Jesus Christ, he can and will live eternally. Without eternal life, no man can live eternally. And therefore, we are preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel of the grace of God, and are crying out like Paul at that time, be ye reconciled with God. Be ye reconciled with God. For God was in Christ and reconciled the world with himself. Brothers and sisters, I would like it best if we would like to get more grateful for that what God has done for us. One brother is here tonight from Romania who came into the office with some brothers, and he was asking a question, and the question was, what distinguishes you from the Pentecostal church? What distinguishes you, so in us, from the Pentecostal church? The difference is very big. We not only believe the promise that God has will pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. We believe every promise which God has given in his Word, because we are the children of promise. And so we see it confirmed. I noted down two scriptures. I took them to heart, and I would like to share them with us, namely, especially Luke, chapter
19.
Luke 19, here we have described what has taken place when our Lord entered Jerusalem. And as they were singing, Hosanna, Hosanna, be unto him who comes in the name of the Lord. But then there was another group which didn't sing, which didn't jubilate, which could not rejoice, who said to the Lord, command that these are silent, command that these are silent. And the Lord says, if these are silent, then the stones will cry. What was it? What was it? They recognized the hour in which Zechariah 9, verse 9, found fulfillment. Behold, daughter of Zion, your king is coming to you, riding on the foal of an ass. And when this happened, then the true believers, they recognized, here Bible prophecy is being fulfilled. They were rejoicing. They were singing. They took the leaves from the trees and were preparing the way for the Lord and decorating it. And they were singing. But the scribes and the Pharisees, they said, listen, command them. And then, once again, the answer. If these remain silent, then the stones will cry. How is it today with us? Who understands us? If we bring praise to the Lord for that, what he has done for us, and also for the insight into the Word of God. Here we have it. In Luke, chapter 19, verse 38, saying, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And then verse 39, I already mentioned it, but then it comes that the Lord was looking upon the city. He was weeping, and he said in verse 42, if thou hadst known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. Brothers and sisters, the grace which God has given us to recognize Bible prophecy in this time, in its fulfillment, how should we rejoice and jubilate? And how should we give glory to the Lord for it? And then comes, of course, that what our Lord said in verse 44, in Luke 19, verse 44, second part, and they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because for the punishment, because Thou knewest not the time of thy gracious visitation. What did Brother Branham preach? Recognizing the day and the message. Recognizing what God promised. Believing the promise and having part in that what is happening. Let me just come to it. What is written in Zechariah chapter 9. Zechariah chapter 9. Here, the prediction was given what should take place. And here we have it, when and how it happened. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass and upon a colt of the foal of an ass. And then we can read on what has happened. Brothers and sisters, here comes something very tremendous. In Zechariah chapter 9, let us read on, namely verse 16, Zechariah 9 verse 16, and the Lord their God shall save them in that day as the flock of his people. In the German Bible it says, the Lord, their God, will give them the victory on that day. And then we go straight to chapter 10, verse 1. Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to everyone grass in the field. Bible prophecy was really given in a way that the first and the second coming, that what pertains to Israel and what pertains to the church, was written down in the word of prophecy. Let us go with this to Psalms 118, because this is mentioned in Luke 19. And here it's written once again, Psalms 118, from verse 22, the stone which the builders refused is become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. But now comes the word addressed to us. Verse 24 and onward. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Help now, Lord. I beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. It's really powerful when one reads these scriptures. And let us come once again back to this. The Jews, they were really waiting for the great event of the coming of the Messiah. And when he came, They missed the day. They missed the hour. They missed. They didn't recognize the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. And the Lord spoke the verdict. And do you know why they didn't recognize it? Because they missed the forerunner whom God promised. They didn't accept him, but they remained in that what they did already centuries before or 1,000 years. The Lord has said it very clearly. I send you the prophet Elijah. This applied to our time. Then God means what he says, and he says what he means. And then, referred to the whole Pentecostal movement, it can be said now, he who doesn't believe every promise cannot see it, cannot experience it, cannot judge it in its fulfillment. And what good is it? What good is it? The number was now more. Recently, it were 550 million Pentecostal believers, charismatic believers. Now, it's more than 561 million all over the earth. Everywhere charismatic, everywhere there's prophesied, everywhere is everything. But all are bypassing what God has promised for this time. And this is the big problem. And therefore, brothers and sisters, we can really be grateful. Let us say it very clearly. He who accepted the ministry of John the Baptist, he who believed him, he of course was prepared to receive the Lord. This was the purpose. This was the purpose of the promised ministry at the first coming of Christ. What is today? We are of course not glorifying a man. We are just saying what God said in his word. And blessed is the man who can believe as the scripture has said it. Recently, I mentioned it here before, in the New Testament, more than 140 times it was referred to the Old Testament with a statement, as the scripture says, as the scripture says, as it is written, more than 140 times referring, written down in the New Testament, as the scripture says. And that's what's all about. All together, we have 845 places in the New Testament which recited Old Testament scriptures in their fulfillment. But in the New Testament, 140 times it's written as it is written or as the scripture says. And that's very important. Not what people are saying, but back to the word of God. Back to that, what God said. Also this, we have said it recently before. All who believed John the Baptist believed God, because God has given the promise, and they recognized that he was a man sent from God with the message of God for that time. And why did the Lord speak the judgment? In general, not only to the Pharisees. Oh, if you would have known, if you would have had known what's all about, if you would have part in the fulfillment of the promise, then I would not have to announce judgment. Then here one stone could remain upon the other. But because thou didn't recognize the day of thy gracious visitation, therefore no stone will remain upon another. Brothers and sisters, the great, indescribable grace which God has really given us is that we may believe as the Scripture has said. And when our Lord opened the understanding for the Scripture to his disciples, so that they could place everything what came to fulfillment. And that's what's all about also today. Not to preach a gospel inside out. No, a full gospel, a full salvation, with everything what goes with it. And if it is written in Revelation 14, verse 6, that the everlasting gospel is preached unto all nations, then we're just grateful that God could use a prophet to bring us back to the Bible, back to that what God said, and that we can believe as the Scripture says, whether it pertains to the subject of the Godhead, of the Lord's Supper, of baptism, of the original sin, predestination, election, doesn't matter what subject we would take. Everything God revealed unto us by His Spirit, He led us into the deep things of God. For thus it is written, the Spirit of God searches all things, even the deep things of God. So, when we speak about the ministry which God has given to Brother Branham, then only because we recognized the day of God's gracious visitation, because we recognized that we arrived at the end of the time of grace. And then before the terrible day of the Lord comes, before the sun turns into darkness, and before the moon shall turn into blood, that's how God said it personally. Then I will send you the prophet Elijah, and he shall turn the hearts of the children back to the fathers. And this we may now recognize and experience. We may see, we may hear, and we may have part in that what God is doing right now. And let us say it, the direct call which was given to the man of God already in 1933, the powerful experience as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so the message which was given to you will forerun the second coming of Christ. Yes. The prophet had his ministry. He could go home. And as John the Baptist was no more on earth, when the deed of redemption happened on the cross of Calvary, so Brother Branham doesn't need to be here anymore. But the message, and this is the tremendous. Whoever reads Isaiah 55 properly will find out once again that the Lord God said, the word which proceeds from my mouth shall not return void unto me, except it has accomplished for what I have sent it for. It accomplished, and it accomplished it. So, not the messenger. The message accomplishes. God takes his messengers, but the message was left unto us. God took all the prophets unto himself. He took all the apostles unto himself. But that what was entrusted to them by God, this was left to us. And this we may preach all over the earth. Our Lord is the victor of Calvary. According to the body, he was mortal, so that he can take everything upon himself, giving us the redemption by his grace. But on the third day, he rose from the dead. Death, where is thy sting? Hell, where is thy victory? Thanks be to God, who has given us the victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord. In the prophet Isaiah, in chapter 44, we have also statements which are worthy to be read here tonight. Isaiah 44, and here we read straight from verse 2. Isaiah 44, verse 2. Perhaps verse 1 also. Yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus saith the Lord, who made thee and formed thee from the womb, who will help thee, fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou, Jezreel, whom I have chosen. And then, and afterward, comes verse 3. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. So I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring. It's just so wonderful. What is it about today? It's about the original seed. It's about the original seed. And today, I brought with me the sermon of Brother Branham. Two or three quotes. The longest sermon which Brother Branham preached was 6 hours and 29 minutes. 6 hours and 29 minutes. In two brochures, we published it, part 1 and part 2, preached on the 18th of March, 1962. And it's really upon my heart to tell us that to us the original seed of the word was entrusted to us. And when Brother Branham saw the globe, I wished you would bring the picture from this room. When Brother Branham saw the globe, what did he see? He saw that firstly a man came dressed in white. He was sewing. And right behind him was a man dressed darkly, and he was sowing his seed. And then Brother Branham saw, one shall not show it. Then Brother Branham says, how the seed came up, how there came a drought, and then came the rain. And after the rain has come, the wheat was coming up and was saying, glory, glory, glory. And then the thistle was coming up and said, glory, glory, glory. And then Brother Branham said, "Beloved Lord, this I don't understand now. Of the wheat, this I can understand." Yes, it was very dry, and he was coming up like this again, and was shouting, "Glory, glory." Very good. But the thistle, the weeds, was on the same field and received the same rain. And then thanking God for it. But weeds remain weeds, and the wheat remains wheat. And brothers and sisters, if we read it up precisely in Matthew 13, then we know what our Lord said. Let both grow until the harvest. But only until the harvest, before the bringing in of the harvest, the Lord God said that he would send angels who would take out all obstacles from the kingdom of God, from the wheat field. And here's the mystery. Then Brother Branham said that all the denominations are bound in bundles. And then in the World Council of Churches, they are fully united. Brothers and sisters, the harvest, the wheat harvest, can only be brought in where no thistle is anymore, where there is only pure wheat. And the pure wheat is sown, and the pure wheat will be harvested. In the harvest will not be one thistle. No, the Lord will thoroughly purge his floor, his garner, and only he will gather only his wheat into his garner, and the chaff he will burn. If one reads it like this, and if one experiences it, how everything is uniting, even in the German Bundestag, in the government, one has to imagine it. There the man says, in the government, what shall we do? Are we not all one? And then time and again, ecumenism now. And then again, ecumenism now. When then? When? Now. Now. And what do we see? The uniting of all churches. The uniting of all religions. We see how everything is united. In the same way we see how the church of the living God is called out. Is becoming one heart and one soul. And brothers and sisters, as sure as we only have sown the pure word of God, so sure we will harvest the pure word of God. And all who have received the word are the true divine seed. And therefore, let me read here from the sermon of Brother Branham. Let me read. All sons and daughters of God are predestinated. We will just read now the scripture. It's Ephesians 1, verse 5. So we are predestinated. Why? Christ is the original seed. And this original seed, by the foreknowledge of God, was predestinated. God knew that the fall would come. And he predestined him to take our place. Did you grasp it? All sons and daughters of God are predestinated. Then the next passage. God has a world God so and predestined the world of sons and daughters. He foreordained that they should be his. The unbelief against the word caused the hybrid, the mixing. But God has placed us back so that you are no longer, so you don't have to remain longer a hybrid. You come straight back to the original word, and you can become a son of God, as he also was one. And then one more quote from this sermon. Tell me one single time where I announced you something which was not fulfilled. Tell me something. Tell me what God did not confirm and what he didn't fulfill precisely, just as he said it.
And
then comes the important quote. If now the word seed was predestinated precisely just as he was predestinated and receiving the same water, so the church of today is a predestinated bride. God said that he will have a bride without spot and without wrinkle. Then, when the Spirit came upon Christ, he bore record of the Word of God. And when the Spirit of God comes upon the Word, upon the seed of the Word, then the royal seed of Abraham, which believes the word of God, will bring forth the same kind of harvest. It's just about, brothers and sisters, that we truly are born again by the same word, by the same Spirit, unto a living hope. And therefore, we are preaching the full gospel. And to this just belongs also the main promise for this time. Then we have here a couple of lines. But God, from this little group of the true word seed, he will present Christ a virgin of his word. And through her, everything will be fulfilled what is written in his word, as it was promised to the virgin. Who doesn't know any dogmas and the doctrines of men? We know only the Word of God, which remains forever. Much could be read here. He came to us through the Virgin. Through the Virgin, he was born into this world. Everything this happened for our sakes. In the same way, the Virgin will receive his word and she will say, let it be done unto me as you have said. Recently, we mentioned it here. As the promise was given to Mary, and as she believed it, in that moment, the Spirit of God came upon her. And then the words were said, that born of thee is of the Holy Spirit. What is the new birth? The new birth is the supernatural working of God in your and in my soul, born again unto a living hope. But as there can be no birth in the natural before a begetting, so it must also happen with us, namely that the Word is laid into us, and so that the Holy Spirit comes upon us, and so that the new divine life can be worked in us by His grace. Then Brother Bram says, the Word and the mind of Christ is in the bride. By this, she knows what he wants to do from his word. We only know what he wants to do by his word. And then he says, it's thus saith the Lord. All of the word of God is, of course, thus saith the Lord. And here in reference to John 17, verse 4, and John 19:28, he not only brought everything to fulfillment at that time, he did what was ordained for that time. And we all know what is written in John 17. Let us read it so that all know that it's written like this. What happened at that time was important, and it was said to us in the Word of God. But now we must know what God is doing in our time. This we have here. Let us read it from John 17. And here it is verse 4. John 17, verse 4. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. What kind of work finished? The work of redemption. The price was paid. And here in John 19, verse 28, it's of course written. John 19, verse 28. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, he said that the scripture might be fully fulfilled. He says, I thirst. He cried out, it is finished. The work of redemption has taken place. What is happening now? Now the completion is happening. The crowning of the work of redemption is happening in the bright church of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And therefore we must emphasize that the promises which God has given for the first coming of Christ, at that time, they found their fulfillment. But now, on this day of salvation, at the end of the time of grace, it's really important to believe as the scripture has said, and to have part in that what God is doing right now. Let us read to it from Romans. Romans chapter 9. Here Paul expressed it. Romans chapter 9, verse 28. Romans 9, verse 28. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. What happened then when he cried out, it is finished. And our Lord could say, I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. This was the work of redemption. On the cross of Calvary, it has happened. The holy blood of the new covenant was shed. It is finished. The work of redemption happened. But now, at the end of the time of grace, it will be fulfilled what we just read now. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. Where's the amen? Blessed be the name of the Lord. And we, by grace, we may have really part in it. Let us summarize what we tried to say here tonight in the name of the Lord. The seed of God, the word of God, was sown. And as sure as our Lord has fallen into the ground, and as sure as he died, and as sure as he came forth again, so sure the whole wheat field was in the plan of God, in the foreknowledge of God. And all of us, just as the Son of God, we are born again by the same Spirit. And what will happen? The Lord will gather wheat into his garner. Let me emphasize it once again. Not wheat and the thistles, no. Right in the last moment, when the harvest will be brought in finally, there will be no weeds in the wheat field. You all know, I said it here a couple of times, when the Lord showed me this mighty wheat field, huge. I was born on the countryside, on the farm. I know how the wheat is sown, and I know how the wheat is harvested. I know that in general, on the edges, there are some thistles normally. But this wheat field, which I have seen, was truly ripened by the sun. One could see it. It was over time. It was not only harvest time. It was a bit over the time. And I said, Lord, it's too late. I cannot bring in the harvest. You all know the testimony. And then the bringing in of the harvest. Not one thistle, not one, nothing, but nothing. Only 100% wheat was harvested. And so it will be. So it is now already. And so it will be then. And as we said already, he will send his messengers. Everything will be bundled and united. And right at the end, there will be a pure, holy wheat field will be harvested. Let me just read one more scripture to it. Probably in Mark, it's written, Mark, of the wheat which will be sown. And then no trouble. One can go sleeping, no problem. And when the harvest comes, it will be ripe. As written here, let me just read and search the scriptures. We all know the Bible. We all know the scripture. That the man who sowed
the wheat. He can go sleeping. He can rest day and night. He can rest. And what was sown, this will come up. Here we have it. Mark. Chapter 4. Mark 4. From verse 26. And he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep, and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how.
He
can add nothing to it. He can help nothing. But first, the seed must be sown. And the seed must fall upon fruitful ground. And the preached word must be revealed to us. Otherwise, the enemy comes and takes it away. Then, in verse 28, it says, for the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. Hallelujah! Blessed and praised be the Lord our God. Although we have not experienced yet this full ripeness, but we are the wheat field in this time. And we can be sure, day and night, we can be sure that the Lord will give the growing by grace. And that at the harvest, the wheat will be ripe and it will be gathered into the heavenly garner. So, we don't have to add anything to it. Be honest. What can the sower do more than to prepare the ground and then to sow? Then he can go sleeping. He can rise up again. He can go walking or he can do other works. But that, what was sown as the seed, springs up. First the blade, as we read. First the blades, then the ear, and then the full grain in the ear. According to the word of God, the true word is now preached. And all who are of God are hearing the words of God. All who are of God, they believe every promise, every word of God. They receive it and accept it. And this distinguishes us, brothers and sisters, really from all the other churches. Also, this can be said also. Firstly, the sower sowed the good seed, and the enemy came behind him. And when the people slept, he sowed his seed. And this brings us back to the Garden of Eden. This brings us back to the beguiling. This brings us back that no one should go into a discussion with the enemy about the Word of God. The Word of God is not given that we discuss about it. The Word of God was given to us that we believe as it was said and as it is written. And as sure as the true proclamation of the Word of God is the true seed, so sure the enemy comes behind and gives his interpretation and sows his seed. Also in the churches of the end time message, we have both, not only everywhere, but also in the churches of the end time message, we have both. On one hand, there's the seed of the word was sown, and on the other hand, men came up. And there, really, it came to my mind that the Holy Scripture says, men will come up, not messengers of God, not servants of God, but men shall rise up and shall bring in damnable doctrines. A true servant of God preaches and teaches the true word of God. He does not add anything. He doesn't take anything away from it. He doesn't interpret anything. But he leaves everything in the original. And this we may say here in the summary. God has graciously visited his people in this time. He has given us the revelation of his word by his grace. And this word we could carry into all the world as a seed. Let us say it. The seed which was sown springs up, and the seed becomes ripe, and it will be taken up when the Lord returns. Everything else we leave behind. Everything else is ordained for the fire. Also, that what we read before from John, and then also from Luke, where our Lord had to weep because the people of Israel didn't recognize the hour of God's gracious visitation, the hour when Bible prophecies were fulfilled. They didn't recognize it. Brothers and sisters, also today it's the same. Only he who finds grace in the sight of God will recognize the time and the hour, the message, and will open himself and will receive the divine seed of the word. Let us say it once again. Up to now, more than 3,000 sermons, I didn't preach one mixing. I just preached the original word, and the original word is the original seed. And if this seed has fallen into your heart, then every seed will bring forth after its own kind. There will be no hybrid, no thistle there will be. And then we see that God has given us grace in this time, that we not only bear witness of that, what the Lord has done at that time, but that based upon the word, we can give testimony of that, what God is doing right now all over the earth. The word is the seed. And the children of the kingdom of God, they are the seed which has come up. Matthew 13, verse 37 and 38. What the enemy has sown is his thing. We are dealing with the kingdom of God. We are dealing with the word of God, with the will of God. And this must be said time and again. Only he who is in the word of God can be in the will of God. And therefore, the word has become so great to us. And the Lord, after he said this, he cried out, "Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear." The Lord God
has visited his people at the end of the day of salvation. We have heard the last message, and the divine seed of the word was sown, and there will be a bride without spot and without wrinkle, not by your and my efforts, no, by the Spirit of God it will be worked in you and in me. In all of the blood-bought flock, the Spirit of God works together with the Word, and we may have part in it. To Him, the Almighty God, be the praise and glory and the honor and adoration, that we may believe as the Scripture says, and we may witness and experience that all promises of God are yes and amen. We confirm it and we say thanks to God. Now just one word addressed to all the newcomers, young and old, great and little. If something is new to you, and if you have not yet the full understanding for it, pray to God. Pray that He opens your understanding. But believe every word. Only if we believe the word, and if we believe the promise, then it will be revealed to us. If we don't believe it, then God cannot speak with us at all. Then it cannot be revealed at all. Therefore, our Lord said, He who believes on me, as the Scripture says, therefore, He said very clearly, the Scripture is the Alpha and Omega, the Word of God which remains forever. And this Word we received and preached by His grace. The Almighty God, who has visited His people graciously, may He bless in all nations, all over the earth. Really, all over the earth. He calls out His people, and all the elect are hearing His voice and are believing the promises and are having part in that what God is doing right now. To Him, the Almighty God, be the glory and the praise, now and forever. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us stand up. Let us pray together. But before we pray, we would like to sing the chorus, Just As I Am. While the sisters are coming to the front and while they sing us a song, let us be in prayer. And should you feel that the Lord is calling you, then come. Then come according to the scripture today. If you hear his voice, and all who are born of God will hear his voice. Let us remain in prayer. We are in the presence of God. Also, this meeting will bring forth fruit for eternity. It will give us certainty that we are in the Word of God, in the will of God, and that we may recognize what God is doing right now on the earth. He doesn't judge us, and he doesn't speak to us. Oh, if thou would have had known at your time what would serve for your peace, and then saying what would happen to us, he says, ye my people, you have heard my word, you have believed my word, which has fallen into your heart as the seed. You are my sons and my daughters, and I pour out my spirit upon you. Work new divine life in you. To him be the glory. Hallelujah.
Noch ist die Zeit der Gnade, volle Erlösung da. An unserer Stelle büßte Jesus auf Golgatha. Zahllose Scharen eilen freudig der Heimat zu. Sie haben Heil gefunden, Frieden und Seelenruh. Dir Gottes Lamm sei Ehre, dein Opfer ist vollbracht. Von unserer Schuld und Sünde hast du uns frei gemacht. Wir sind ein Volk von Priestern, Könige in deinem Reich. Nirgends ein Name auf Erden ist dem deinen gleich. Nun ist der Thron der Gnade mit Opferblut besprengt. Und der vergebenen Sünde Gott nimmer mehr gedenkt. Des Heilands Liebes Sonne guten und bösen scheint. Das Volk des neuen Bundes ist durch sein Blut vereint. Dir Gottes Lamm sei Ehre, dein Opfer ist vollbracht. Von unserer Schuld und Sünde hast du uns frei gemacht. Wir sind ein Volk von Priestern, Könige in deinem Reich. Nirgends ein Name auf Erden ist Herr dem deinen gleich. Kommst du verirrt und hilflos, für dich ist Rettung da. Was dir die Welt nicht bietet, findst du auf Golgatha. Frieden für Zweifelsfragen, Heilung für allen Schmerz, Kraft um dein Kreuz zu tragen, Liebe fürs leere Herz. Dir Gottes Lamm sei Ehre, dein Opfer ist vollbracht. Von unserer Schuld und Sünde hast du uns frei gemacht. Wir sind ein Volk von Priestern, Könige in deinem Reich. Nirgends ein Name auf Erden ist er dem deinen gleich. Dir Gottes Lamm sei Ehre, dein Opfer ist vollbracht. Von unserer Schuld und Sünde hast du uns frei gemacht. Wir sind ein Volk von Priestern, Könige in deinem Reich. Nirgends ein Name auf Erden ist er dem deinen gleich.
Amen. To the Lord be the thanks. As we remain in silent prayer, reverently in the presence of God, brothers and sisters, out of conviction, we can cry out, today this scripture is fulfilled before our eyes. The promise that you would send a prophet before the terrible day of the Lord comes. It has come to fulfillment. And we thank you with all our hearts for it. Likewise, it was fulfilled that the gospel of the kingdom of God shall be preached upon all nations for a witness. And then the end shall come. Also all the promises for Israel and everything what was predicted, everything is being fulfilled in our time. And time and again we can cry out, today this scripture is fulfilled before our eyes. Before we pray together, let me ask, who would like to be included in this prayer? Do we have prayer requests? Perhaps such who have heard the word for the first time, that you receive it, that you receive it by faith, that it will be revealed to you, that you have an inner agreement to every word of God. When Brother Branham was asked, what is the absolute sign that you received truly the Holy Ghost? Is it the operating of gifts of the Spirit? And the Lord gave him the answer. The true sign that we have received truly the Holy Ghost is that we believe every word of God. Every word of God is inspired by the Holy Spirit, and we believe every word of God. And every word of God is a divine seed which was sowed into our hearts. Heavenly Father, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for the everlasting gospel of Jesus Christ, our Lord. We thank you also for this evening, and we ask you, please bless all over the earth, in all peoples, tongues, and nations. Call your people out. This is the hour, the day of God's gracious visitation of God. Precious Lord, I ask that all true elect will recognize the time and the message, the fulfillment of Bible prophecy, having part in that, what you are doing right now. Bless all who are gathered here, and bless all who are joining us online, and bring your work unto its completion, unto the finishing. Just as you finished the work of redemption and completed it. So please complete thy work of redemption in your blood-bought church and confirm thy word in and through all of us. We thank you for the victory of Calvary. And we thank you for the message. And we pray you now, save all, heal all, deliver all, be merciful, O Lord, and confirm now thy word in our midst, for thou art present, blessed and praised. You are healing, you are saving, and you are delivering, and you are blessing. To you, the Almighty God, praise the Lord, jubilate to our God. Sing the chorus, Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy. To come and thank the Lord. Brother Joseph from Kinshasa and our brother from Portugal. May Brother Arben please come and translate. Brother Joseph and Brother Helmut Miskis will translate our brother from Portugal.
Notre Père Céleste,
Our Heavenly Father, you have loved us first. You have chosen us, Lord. You have predestinated us unto eternal life. Today, O Lord, you have made out of us sons and daughters of God, and we are so grateful to you, because by grace you saved us. You have shown us the way of salvation. You have sent us a mighty message. You have also given us the faith to believe as the Holy Scripture says. And now we ask you, Father, may your word, which is the truth, dwell in our hearts. You have promised the early and the latter rain, and we expect it, Lord. For both will fall at the same time. But before that, it was necessary that the seed was sown into our hearts, so that this good word of God, so that his fruit brings forth after his own kind. Thanks be to God. We are expecting you. You have given us grace. May we recognize the time. You have visited us, and we also received you. We are rejoicing, Lord. And we are happy for your return. We found grace in thy sight. Great God, bless your servant. May you renew his strength. Lead him into all the truth. May the sword of the Spirit be in his hand. May he preach your word without compromise. May we always keep it and receive it in our hearts. Let it fall upon the prepared ground, upon fruitful ground. Lord, confirm thy word in the believers. May your word unfold its strength in all of us. Thanks be to you. We have prayed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Is the brother here? Lord, our God, we thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are gathered before your throne of grace. By your mercy, you revealed yourself in our lives. You have shown us your way. It was your choice. And we are so grateful for your grace and for your truth to be gathered here in your name. We thank you that you have given us a heart to lift out your word. You have sown your word into our hearts, not into our heads. And you have given us this pure word, and your Spirit reveals unto us your will. You have given us all the grace. For you have chosen us before the foundation of the world. We are glorifying your holy name in the name of your Jesus in Maranatha. Amen.
Oh God, mein Herz ist bewogen,
my heart is moved to thank you,
für das,
to thank you
was auch heute aus Gnaden
for that what has taken place today by your grace. The word which came forth from thy mouth will not return void unto thee, but it will accomplish for what you have sent it for. I thank you for all my brothers and for all my sisters, that we all found grace in thy sight, recognizing the time and the hour and the message, having part in it. Dear Lord, lift up thy countenance over all of us and give us all the grace to believe with all our hearts and to do your will. To you we give all the praise, all the glory, now and forever. You have finished your work of redemption and completed it. And you cried out, "It is finished." The blood of the new covenant was shed. We are reconciled. We experienced forgiveness, salvation, and eternal life. And we thank you that you will finish your work of redemption in all the believers, in all the elect. Now you will complete it. And we may have part in it. Dear Lord, I consecrate unto you your blood-bought flock. They are yours. They are your possession. Bless from the riches of your grace. To you be the adoration and the praise for everything. In Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Amen. Praise, honor, and glory.